The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
Okay, let's get this party started. It's 5 o'clock, and we are moving on from serious business, although I certainly appreciate my last two guests and learning about both the city of Pismo Beach and social services, and specifically foster care in the county of San Luis Obispo. But I always like to lighten things up a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour when Dave and Craig allow me to sub for Hometown Radio. Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave Congleton today. And this hour, we're getting into a little music vibe with Marcy Jean and James from Marcy Jean and the Fever. So both you two are pretty well known in local music circles, but somehow you've paired up and are now creating this new band. How did this happen? Go ahead, James. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, Marcy and I do not remember how we actually met. But it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. She posted on Facebook that she needed a guitar player to help her sing some Christmas songs at Trader Joe's.
What were you doing at Trader Joe's, Marcy Jean?
We were stopping our music to hand people boxes of special cookies. That's what I remember the most. But we were impeding on these special cookies, so people would just come and ask us to hand. And that's what I remember of the show.
Oh, how funny.
But it was, I was asked by a friend to provide some music for Christmas. So that's
okay. So you guys knew each other for a while, then and then James, you were Funky James and
Burning James
and the Funky Flames.
Right. That was a good band.
And then Marcy, you were in your own band.
Marcy Jean and the Belmont Kings with Mark Garza. And before I had approached Mark, I had worked with James, and I was going to ask him, and I thought, oh, he's got all these other projects going, and he, you know, it kind of intimidated me a little bit. And so I chickened out, but I had a wonderful time with Mark Garza and the guys from Tres Tranquilos. And but that came to a close. Everybody got busy, and I thought, well, I think I'm going to get the nerve and I'm going to ask James to if his band will be my band. And he said, I've been waiting years for you to ask me that.
Yeah, we started.
I was shocked.
I was trying to get you to do it. Then COVID started and everything stopped. Yeah. And then we kind of lost touch.
Yeah.
But you brought Leslie to the Blues Jam.
Yes.
And I got you up on stage.
Yep. I was just there to support my friend Leslie Rogers, who is been working for years training with JP on her voice. And so I just wanted to be a cheerleader. And I go, oh, I know my friend James, he has this jam. And so we went up there and Leslie sang and James wouldn't let me not.
No, it was a golden opportunity. Never miss a genuine opportunity.
So explain the kind of music you got, and we will hear from them. You should see how crowded the studio is right now. Right, Craig? We got a big old.
No, it's cozy.
It's cozy, but with the instruments and all of us, it's a little cozy, but we are going to hear some music from you. But explain what kind of music you do play.
So how I describe it is jump blues. And if somebody asks me what that means, I say, imagine an old movie from like the 30s, especially when there was like Prohibition, 40s, 50s, anything like that, that had a juke joint. And if there was dancing that involved flipping, then that's the, we were the music behind that. And that's what the Fever is. So
yeah, it's good. Swing dancers love it.
Yes.
And why were you so intrigued with Marcy Jean, James? Why were you so like, yeah, the answer is yes.
Because I've seen her on stage and it's theater. She becomes this character from another time.
Yeah.
And she sings great, but she has the look. I mean,
yeah.
The whole vibe communicates that. And
thank you.
It's very close to the music that I love and play anyway. So,
and which is?
Well, I play soul, R&B, and blues, not really 40s and 50s, although I do dip into that once in a while, but more from the 60s, you know, James Brown kind of Stax record stuff.
So you guys did your kind of, you played a couple times, but you just recently did a concert at the Siren. How
right.
fun was that?
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
The Siren was unprepared for how many people came into the room that night.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Marcy Jean, the Belmont Kings, we had our following. James definitely has his following. West Star, our drummer, who's
phenomenal,
could take up a whole hour just explaining how amazing he is. And Will and Brad, it's just like it just was like the perfect circle, I guess, with the amount of people that showed up, and it was great.
I can honestly say I have not rehearsed a band as hard as this band has rehearsed in years.
And why? I mean,
you're welcome.
Why is that?
Because the starts, the stops, the music is kind of, it's simple, but it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's got little tricks to it all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's not music that I know in my soul. I had to learn this material.
I don't know. You looked pretty soulful in the video that I saw.
Yeah. Even from our first practice, though, this band sounded amazing. So
yeah, our first practice, we all just went, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And it's very unique. I mean, there are a lot of bands on the Central Coast and a lot of cover bands and a lot of, but you guys, this is a very unique sound.
Truly, truly.
It is. It's very happy. And I think like swing dancers, of course, love it, but all dancers love it. It's got a good tempo. It's, you know, I mean, we don't discriminate with dancers. We want anybody who likes to move and can't sit still.
And it's, you know, five really good, talented people. It's a good band.
Yeah, talk about the other members of the band.
Well, she mentioned West Star, who spent 40 years in Austin, Texas, in the Austin music scene, and he's played with everybody from there. He was in Delbert McClinton's band, Asleep at the Wheel. Gary Clark, he's played with Jimmy Vaughn. I mean, it goes on. Just about anybody you can imagine he's been involved with. And he was on tour, and he played at the Siren. It's probably 5 years ago, and his girlfriend from 40 years ago lives in Morro Bay, and she went to see him, and they recognized each other, and all the love came back.
Ah, it's a love story, too.
He now lives in Morro Bay. He doesn't live in Austin, so we're lucky to have him. He's really a fantastic drummer.
Yeah. And who else?
Will Anderson on upright bass, who's a local institution, but he's a good upright bass player, and that was one thing Marcy wanted, that authentic look and sound that you only get from an upright bass. And then Brad Hackelman, who's the youngster in the band, playing saxophone.
Babyface,
yeah.
And then, of course, Marcy Jean's pipes.
Yes, totally.
And you also play as well.
I do. I play upright bass, but I'm a hack. I'm a hack.
We will prove that wrong. When we come back after the break, we're going to actually hear the sounds of Marcy Jean and the Fever. You're listening to News Talk 920 AM and 96.5 FM KVEC Hometown Radio.
I won't play with you no more on this here stage or on that dance floor. You can pack up your Gretsch, I don't need you anymore. I won't play with you no more. Don't bother begging, get off your knees. Get out of my bed, get out of my mercury. I ain't trying to keep your company. I won't play with you no more. I won't dance with you no more. You ain't got enough jive to keep me out on the floor. You swing me too tight and your moves are a bore. with you no more. So don't bother begging, get off your knees. Get out of my bed, get out of my mercury. I ain't trying to keep your company. I won't dance with you no more. Come on, James.
That was pretty amazing.
Yep.
I hear a lot of people, you know, they come in, they're, you know, musicians. I've worked with a lot of musicians in my life, and sometimes, you know, they can they have what it takes with the energy, but maybe not the vocals, or
right.
They have what it takes with the vocals, but not necessarily the guitar playing, you know. But this is like a full package musical experience.
And that was
Thank
an original
you.
Song?
That was an original called My Merc.
It's a true story.
It's a true story.
And who wrote it?
I did.
You wrote that.
Yes.
It's pretty sultry.
Marcy, oh. I knew you were talented, but dang.
Well, thank you.
So we are talking to Marcy Jean and the Fever, or Marcy Jean and James Skoulis, who have both been around the town for a while in the music industry. I always wonder with musicians, especially in a small pool like this, it's you have to do what do you do in your real life, right?
Well, I own a salon.
Okay.
I just opened a salon
you
in
did.
October. Yes. And I do hair, but I do skin tightening is like my favorite thing
skin
to do.
Skin tightening,
right now.
I'm intrigued.
Collagen induction therapy. Is the long
That's why you word. Look so fabulous.
Oh my goodness. I do permanent makeup, but I mean music is I do that so that I can do music, right? Isn't that how we do our
yeah. And yeah. James is a former principal.
Yes, I'm retired from the education business. I always wanted to be a musician when I was younger, but I decided to not do that because I didn't want to be poor. So I became a teacher, of all things. But it all worked out.
So how'd you get so into music?
Ah, well, I was raised in Cleveland, Ohio, first of all. That's where I was born. And my father had a... He had a couple of fried chicken restaurants. This particular one was kind of a diner, had booths, and it had a jukebox with the little selector on each table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So every 2 weeks, the records would get changed out, and he would give them to me. The jukebox guy didn't want them anymore. And I was 12 or 13 then, and, you know, the music was just amazing. But the restaurant neighborhood, as happens in segregated cities like that one, it was a white neighborhood and then it became a black neighborhood within a year. So all the records and the music, the jukebox changed to really cool stuff. So I worked in that place for a few years, did every job except waiting on tables. And, you know, at that time it was 1970, you know, Jimi Hendrix was still alive, Clapton, The Who, The Stones were all on pop radio. They were just
mainstream.
Yeah, mainstream. So, and playing guitars was just super cool to watch people do that, and it's like magic. So all the guys in my neighborhood, we all got guitars and kind of learned together how to play the basic chords, and that's
how
we started.
But blues is your true love.
It is now. It wasn't then because I didn't even know what it was.
Okay.
At the time, yeah.
All right. So you are Marcy Jean and the Fever, and tell me where people can find more information about you. If they want to find out when you're playing, keep up with your schedules.
How do they do that, Marcy?
I was hoping you were going to help me out here, Jay.
You scared me for a minute. I thought, oh, maybe they don't have their website up.
We actually don't have a website, do we?
We don't.
But you have social media.
We just played our second gig, so.
Okay.
Are we allowed another? Yeah.
But you have social media that you can follow you on.
We do have social media, yeah.
I do it.
Okay.
I have a burningjames.com calendar, and I use Facebook and Instagram, and I send out email blasts.
So Facebook, you look up Burning James, and that will get you to...
I think it's just me, James Schoolis. It'll get
James
me.
James Schoolis. Yeah, yeah. Okay. S-C-H.
Get no H. No H. At James
S-C-O-O-L-I-S.
I didn't go to school very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to play some more... what's the next song? We'll play after the break, but what's the next?
Well, that last song wasn't really indicative of the sound. It's an original. It's sultry.
It's fantastic.
It's something that I could play on the bass. It's really...
But most of the rest of the material is this jump blues, and we're going to do one. It's called Jump... What's it called? Jump Babe, Jump Jack Jump?
Jump Jack Jump. Jump, jump. Winona jump, Carr. Jump, jump. Yeah. And...
What?
Weird.
Weird.
I love this music because of my dad's 45s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that how? I was wondering, because you're sort of
just
like...
Just,
you kind of... You exist from a different era. Like, I always feel like I wish I was born in the 60s because I love the clothes. I love the hippie vibe. You should have been born in the 30s.
Well, I came from a home where we were only allowed to listen to certain kinds of music, very conservative music. And then there was the box of Dad's 45s, which was Dizzy Gillespie, K-Star, jazz and jump, you know, that kind of stuff. So I thought that's interesting.
What, the 45s?
Yeah,
45s are how you got started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Hometown Radio. Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave Congleton and chatting with Marcy Jean and James of Marcy Jean and the Fever. And they are going to play in out of the break. So when we come back, get ready. Get your dancing shoes on.
Woohoo!
And you're listening to News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
Crazy about your baby, cause you're just like a jumping jack. Ooh, crazy about your baby, cause you're just like a jumping jack. Jump a little stop, then jump right back. Jump a rock every morning, rock and jump all day. Ooh, jump a rock every morning, rock and jump all day. jump a little side, then rock away. You go to the bar, people stop and say, looking at you, baby, jumping, rocking everywhere. Crazy about you, baby, cause you're just like a jumping jack. Jump a little side, then jump right back. Jump, jump, jump now, baby. 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 Jump a little side, then jump away, hey. You go to the bar, people stop and stare. Looking at you, baby, jumping, rocking everywhere. Crazy about you, baby, cause you're just like a jumping jack. Jump a little side, then jump right back. Jump, jump, jump now, baby. 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 Jump a little side, then jump away, hey. Jump a little side, then jump away, hey. Jump a little side, then jump away, hey.
Woo!
We could have used you on that.
Yeah, Marcy. Yeah, where's the drums?
I was
going to
grab
Craig?
My shaker in the other room here.
You've retired to a shaker? Oh.
Yeah, we might have to pull him out of retirement. Now Marcy, you know. Jean, and James, and it almost rhymes, you guys. Marcy, Jean, and James from Marcy, Jean, and the Fever. I keep wanting to say Flames.
How does that exactly rhyme? Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay, no, you have to imagine that with a drummer and a saxophone player and a bass player. And yes. I'm playing electric guitar. It's much, much bigger than it was just.
We tried to fit everybody in, but it just wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty fabulous. In this little studio, to just be able to do that. Is fantastic. So, James, you were saying you do have a couple gigs on the calendar.
May 26th is at the Pismo
Vets Hall for the Basin Street Regulars.
Right, and then
1 o'clock. Oh, the event starts at 11.
And then on June 16th, we're going to be at Four Lanterns Winery. And we're currently in negotiations with the Siren for a return visit there.
Yes, another Thursday at the Siren.
Part of the problem we have is, you know, Wes is international. He's on tour right now. He's going to be on tour in September and October.
And who's he on tour with?
Right now.
Mark Hummel.
Mark Hummel this
time.
I think. And Anson Funderburg.
Yeah. Like, amazing, greats.
And so you have to work around his schedule if you want the whole band.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Speaking of which, I think we ought to shout out thank you to Daphne for showing up at his gig and luring him.
Is Wes's true love.
Yes, she's amazing.
It's a good story.
Well, Daphne, that's awesome. We love you bringing that kind of talent back.
So she's worth it.
So what's the hope of this group?
We're going to make big money.
There you go.
It's a pretty good show that we're working on. I mean, it's entertaining and it's fun and it's
I assume
snappy.
People are on the dance floor. That's
they
your
were.
Goal,
it was
right?
Packed. It was packed.
My one ask was that there would be at least one or two people swing dancing, maybe through the whole night or at least through the first set. But our dance floor was wall to wall dancers from the very first song to the very last song, and we are so grateful. I could just cry. I got choked up when I looked out there.
I mean, people love to dance. And I guess it's fun to dance. I love dancing to cover bands and old rock and roll. I absolutely love it. But this is like a whole different feel.
Right.
It's hard to sit still to the, Once in a while, we throw one of those, like My Merc or some sultry one out there, but we keep it jumping most of the time.
Right.
I was just wondering if you guys had any plans to play the West Coast Customs Car Show coming up, the Cruisin' Nationals, or anything like that. Because that is where you guys, that is your wheelhouse for
I would
music.
Love to play Viva. I would love to play, it's not Primer Nationals anymore, but it's Ventura. I would love to play like some of the...
Billetproof.
Oh, gosh. I would love to...
But I'm just thinking you guys want dancers. You want... The band feeds off energy from the crowd, and especially if you have somebody that is skilled, swing dancers.
Yeah.
That is your wheelhouse right there is events like that.
Yeah, it's even fun for the audience to watch the dancers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
James, if you wouldn't like that at all, you wouldn't be the center of attention.
Ah!
Listen, we want to continue the conversation, but if you want to join the conversation via text or via phone call, 805-543-8830, 805-543-8830. Feel free to text in your questions, comments, where you'd like to see them play. I know musicians are just digging having you two on today.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking.
I do want to say San Luis County is blessed with so many talented musicians, really top shelf players, lots and lots of them. It's per capita, I think New Orleans is probably the only other place I can think of that has that many musicians per person as we do in this county.
And you have five of those bands.
Yeah.
I do solo, duo, trio, quartets, anything you need.
And apparently blues jams, too.
I do blues jams, yeah.
Where's that around the Central Coast?
Mine is at the Poorhouse in Paso Robles. I've been doing that for 14 years, but there are other ones that travel around, moving around. I think Brooks Burgers has one now, I think last night. The Siren has one.
And you're very involved in the Blues Society. Let's give you a plug for the Blues Society.
I'm the newly minted president of the board of the San Luis Blues Society, as well as the booking agent. And it's been really fun. They've come back from COVID. And we just did three shows, November, December, and February. And we have three more planned for the fall. And they've been well attended. You know, we've been selling tickets, 250 people or so per show. It's been good. It's kind of a community service because it's nonprofit and all volunteer.
So will Marcy Jean and the Fever play at one of the blues events?
Yes, I'm going to put them on. I'm going to sign them up for the December 7th show, which will have Jason Ritchie be the headliner. So that'll be a good
one.
Wow. It'll be at the Slow Oddfellows Hall. But slowblues.org, you can find out all about what that's about, what the calendar is and so on.
And just a reminder to those of you who have joined, it's Marcy Jean Fambrini. Is that how we say your last name? And James Schoolis, who are Marcy Jean and the Fever.
Is that how I say it?
Schoolis. Schoolis. I've been schooled on how to say Schoolis today.
Yep.
It is not Schoolis. But anyway, neighbors, friends, and it's just so fun to see two people that I have known from different circles join forces and then do this band. Do we have another song that you would like to play after the break? Do you think
we can try.
Pull that off? But in the meantime, what would you say your musical idols are?
Wow, so many. I mean, I appreciate music on so many different levels, but like Muddy Waters kills me. He still slays me. That primal, you know, he invented basically electric blues. The Stones, you know, Keith Richards channels Chuck Berry, who's my other guitar hero, and you know, it goes on. You can name anybody, and I'm gonna go, oh yeah, them too.
Oh, that's nice. What about you, Marcy?
Laverne Baker, Wynonna Carr, Sister Rhoda Zeta Thorpe, Big Mama Thornton. I mean, all those. Etta James.
Craig?
Well, everyone knows I'm a huge Elvis guy. And but there's more to it. You think Elvis, you know, that rock and roll, but it is part of that, the swing era that he was coming out of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you got songs that go into blues. You got Little Sister and things like that. And I'm just a huge Elvis guy. But anything in that realm, I'm a classic car guy. I got a couple of my own. And as I'm listening to you guys, I'm like, God, I wish you guys were at the events that I go to, like West Coast Customs
or
Morro Bay Car Show. And then there was something that just popped into my head, and I was like, oh, my God, why aren't you there now? I'm totally losing. I got a thought.
Okay,
so
Monty.
Did you do that just to make me feel better, Craig? Because that happened to me earlier, where the thought is just,
yeah,
I'll fill in the space, think about something. Monty, if you're out there, we want to play the Morro Bay car show. Okay,
yeah.
Go
Gizmo,
ahead.
Classic car or classic trailer show. As they bring out all these trailers from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and it's like this de facto rockabilly weekend in Gizmo.
Yeah.
And they need a live band there.
They had one. Me on an upright bass. Singing.
So
I was at the trailer.
We did get asked to do one, but we couldn't.
This morning, as a matter of fact, Marios, who owns a rock and roll diner and also the restaurant there at the Pismo Coast Village, he has he asked us to play, and he's going to be in Greece during the classic car during the vintage car show, and for other reasons, we're not going to do the trailer show, but we're working on it.
And you know, we are still a new band. We're still trying to get our press pack together.
Yeah,
we recorded the entire show from the Siren, and we have. Our friend Bob Williams is editing the video, and David Chalk did the audio, and it sounded pretty good. I should have actually brought it to you. You could have used it.
That would have been good.
That would have been, yeah.
Well, we're you know, that's one reason I wanted to have you on. You guys are a new phenomenon, and I don't think people are well aware that you've come together and that you're doing this, and so... It's time for a break.
I had my stickers were stuck together.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it, Craig. You're listening to Hometown Radio, KVEC News Talk, 920 AM and 96.5 FM. Pretty good impromptu there from Marcy Jean Fambrini and James Schoolis of Marcy Jean and the Fever. This is Jeanette Trumpeter filling in for Dave Congleton on Hometown Radio, and we are just having a ball winding down the afternoon with a little... You guys sound pretty good for two people who just kind of came together a few weeks ago and decided, let's do a band.
Yeah. Well, also, I'm the pitch hitter bass player for this little thing today, and that's...
Yeah, and it's an acoustic guitar.
Acoustic. So we really have fun when we throw something like this together.
You
Thank
threw
you
it
for
together
having
pretty
us.
Well. I mean, sounds pretty good, don't you think, Craig?
Yeah.
Craig, next time, washboard, please. And spoons, maybe. Spoons.
Well, usually I just keep a washboard right in my studio there. I'm surprised. I just forgot it today.
Well, you told on yourself, so now...
Yeah, I got to have that washboard in there. Yeah.
And I will just be the groupie because I play nothing.
Well, I can't wait to hear you guys with the way that it is arranged.
Yes.
The way it's supposed to be.
Right.
So you guys are dynamite on your own.
Yeah, we skipped the sax solo. We skipped all
we
that
skipped
stuff.
We skipped all the things.
You guys are really, it is really exciting to see what you can do. And Marcy, I mean, that original song, I'm just so,
she's got
I'm just
more,
so impressed.
She's got more.
I did get to sing that song now it's just a conversation between us for Gene Winfield.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Car designer extraordinaire.
Yeah. And
I should have worn my Winfield shirt.
Oh, man.
It was, I saw it.
Yeah, the signature. That's Gene Winfield.
Oh, I got to touch that later.
So, two shows. Give us the. Do you have them handy? May 26th.
Pismo Beach Vets Hall.
And June 16th.
June 16th at Four Lanterns Winery in Paso Robles.
So far, but we have more lined. We'll have more happening, I have a feeling. And again, you can look at James Skoulis, S-C-O-O-L-I-S.
Good. That's good to know.
And there is where he... You also have... How do they sign up for your newsletter? Because you kind of put that out regularly.
Well, they have to give me their email on burningjames.com, which is my website. There is a place to sign up for the email.
That's probably the easiest, because I get them now, and it's nice. You kind of do pretty regular updates
every
of what
week.
The new gigs
every
are
week,
and when to come. But if you follow them on Facebook, that's as well. Okay, so, Marcy, I'm going to let you give a little plug. Where do I go get my face looking as smooth as you do?
Or a hair done.
I was just thinking, hair's did.
My wife loves like the rockabilly hairdos.
Oh,
and is that something you
and
do?
And that's your specialty.
I can come and do that.
Where can she go?
So my salon's called Marcy Jeans. It's on Halcyon. It's 121 North Halcyon, which is between the freeway and Grand on the right-hand side. And there's a picture outside of me. I don't know. If you can't find me then, you can call 805-621-4169, or you can text and book your consultation. Consultations are free. Eyebrows, I call it a free test drive.
Oh,
you can
funny.
Come in as many times as you want, and we'll draw on your eyebrows, and you can wear them for the day and see if you like them before we do anything permanent.
I'm intrigued. One more time, the phone number.
805-621-4169.
And tell me again the what you call this music?
Jump blues.
Jump blues.
Jump blues. Yeah, it's juke joint stuff. It's like any movie you've seen where people are in the 30s, 40s, 50s and throwing each other around.
Going through the legs.
And
So when I'm curious at the siren, did people dress? Did they dress in that era?
Some people did. Yeah. My friend Kevin and Jessica, I think I'm going to give them the award for best dressed. But Gil was pretty good. I don't know. We have some people who come in all garb. And then, you don't have to, though. Anybody, like I said, if our music makes you not be able to sit in your seat, then we've done our
happy.
Job.
Then you're happy. Yeah. I could think of a couple other venues. I don't know how this turned into the what venues should Marcy Jean and the Fever play, but Madonna Inn.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Hearst Castle for one of their one of their historical nights.
Because
that's the era.
We do
of
need
it.
A manager, Jeanette.
Yes, please. Oh, wait. You can't see this. I'm on my knees right now. Please.
She really is. Okay, Marcy Jean and James Skoulis. I am never going to live this down. Ever. We so appreciate you coming in. Anything else that's fascinating that you want to get across here?
Sorry, I have to mention, my friend Bob Williams has a film in the film festival, and I'm going to sing at the one in Paso.
Oh, there you go.
But
what do you mean at the one in Paso? Where? What? How? Do
so we... April 29th, it's a Monday night, is the one in San Luis Obispo at the Downtown Theater.
At Fremont?
And it's called You Will Be My Music. And if you love music, this is the movie. It's a short. It's only 45 minutes. And then he's showing it again in the Paso one, and I can't think of the date. He'll kill me. But
Film Festival.
Film Festival in Paso. Yeah. James was going to join me, but he's... going to be in Greece. Gosh.
Are you on tour already? Are you going on tour in Greece?
I'm going to go on a food tour with my sister lives in Greece, so I'm going to go visit her.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Marcy, it's the Fremont Theater for the film festival?
No, it's actually the Downtown Cinema.
Oh,
and
okay.
And it'll be at 7 p.m. And Adam Levine and Dylan Johnson are going to be accompanying the singer that it's about, who's flying in from Buffalo, New York. And it's a great story.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're actually performing live before the show? Or
at the Paso one. I was going to do the slow one, but then we found out that he was actually going to come himself, that it's about, Paul Marinaro and his story.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
What do we get given that look for? It's a cool thing.
It's a cool thing. It's a really cool thing. But that he actually did the editing on our film, so I'm just so grateful to him.
Bob is doing the editing.
Bob Williams,
our Siren Show.
Yeah. He has Films for Good. That's his.
So when you do this original music, a lot of people don't. We only have a minute, but do you ever think of trying to do something? How do you go in this day and age? Just YouTube and try to get an original song?
Yeah. I have somebody who wants to produce my. I do actually have a whole other project, which is like Western Swing. So I'm working on that, but this is my priority right now.
Yeah, you just have to be really lucky with the have somebody hear you that can do something about
it. Well, we've been on KVEC Hometown Radio. you better make the plans to change really quickly here.
Yeah, nothing tips the music scale like AM talk radio.
And FM 96.5, Craig. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you letting me fill in for you today. Hopefully we haven't had too much fun, and trust me once again. Thanks to everyone who tuned in, and thank you especially to my guests, James and Marcy Jean, for coming in today. Craig, appreciate you.
Thanks for coming in.
Until next time, listening to KVEC News Talk, 920 AM and 96.5 FM.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.